This conference will now be recorded.
All right, I'll call the community development meeting to order for Monday, January 25th. That's 5:15. Sarah, you want to do roll call or is it Dave?
We'll have Dave run the meeting.
Okay.
Councilmember Fagerly?
Here.
Councilmember Davis?
Here.
Councilmember Butterfield?
Here.
Councilmember O'Brien?
Here.
Also present are Dave Ramstead, Sarah Swedberg, and Nick Myers.
All right, welcome everyone. Is there any additional items anyone wants to add to the agenda? All right, seeing none, we'll go to the action items then. First thing is election of officers. Does anyone want to be chairman?
I think Councilmember Fagerly should be the chairman again.
All right, is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
All right, anybody else like to be chairman? Anybody else? Last call. All right. There's a motion made and seconded to have Fagerly as chairman. Vote on that, Dr. Ramstead.
Okay. Councilmember Fagerly?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Butterfield?
Aye.
Councilmember O'Brien?
Aye.
And just for clarification, was the second by Councilmember Butterfield?
Yes.
Was.
Thank you.
So now we need a motion for a vice chairman. Typically, yeah, there's a chairman and vice chairman, and a council member either is a chairman or vice chairman. So I'm not sure who's chairman and vice chairman of labor. You guys meet tomorrow then, right, Vicki? Okay.
Yeah, we meet tomorrow at 5:45.
Okay. Is there a motion for a vice chairman for community development? I'll make a motion that Mr. Butterfield is vice chairman.
Second.
All right. Anyone else? Nomination for vice chairman. Last call. All right. We have a motion and a second for Mr. Butterfield as vice chairman. You want to vote on that?
Okay. Councilmember Fagerly?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Butterfield?
Aye.
Councilmember O'Brien?
Aye.
Ayes have it.
All right, Mr. Butterfield, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Next one is set a meeting time and date. We usually have met second Monday and fourth Monday at 5:15. Is that agreeable to everyone, or did you want to change something? Mr. Butterfield.
5:30 will work a little bit better for me.
Okay. Dr. Ramstead, does that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. There's no other committee meeting on Monday, is there? Any other? Okay, because labor is a different labor, day.
Right.
Okay.
Labor is on Tuesday.
Okay. Mr. O'Brien, does 5:30 on Monday work for you?
Fine.
Fine. All right. We have a motion to have a meeting time the second and fourth Monday of the month at 5:30. Is there a second to that?
I second.
A second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Can I have a roll call?
Councilmember Fagerly?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Butterfield?
Aye.
And Councilmember O'Brien?
Aye.
Ayes have it.
All right, so it's 5:30 from now on then. All right, item C, resolution authorizing administrator to enter into an agreement for the new ESRI software for planning and development. That must be you, Sarah.
Yeah, we're gonna tag team it here a little bit. Let me just share my screen and get this stuff set up.
And also, I just want to introduce Mr. Nick Myers. He is with ESRI, and so he will give firsthand information regarding that.
Yeah. So tonight we're going to talk about the ESRI software package that Planning and Development has been pursuing for the last year or so. We've done lots of exploration of options that are out there. And we have come to the conclusion that this is the best option for us, not just because of the data and the foundation that we already have at the city, but also just overall provides the best solutions for us and is something that can be expandable. So we'll talk about what that all entails. As Dave mentioned, Nick is present. He is our like regional ESRI rep. So he will certainly support all of this information if there's any specific questions or things that you think are missing from tonight that come up that we'd like to have at council. We can certainly make sure that that's possible as well. So first we wanted to just talk about what we currently we have at the city. So right now we contract with the county to host one online application, if you will. This pulls directly from the data that the county currently has. And it's really just a parcel layer. There's a public version and an internal version. The internal version has some additional kind of navigation items for us as staff as we're, you know, working on something like a public hearing. We can do a search of properties within 350 feet of the targeted property. Just makes it really slick, all in one place. It can be accessed by any staff at any location. If they have the proper login information. The other functions, I mean, obviously the our zoning map is on our public and our internal site. So just some really basic rudimentary things with that. What this contracted service doesn't allow for really is for us internally at Wilmer to really have any manipulation or ability to create, to analyze, to do anything other than create some really basic aerial imagery maps and different things. We're not looking at overriding this current partnership with the county because the parcel data is run through their assessor's office. So it's really important that they're maintaining that data. You know, anything that they update on their end automatically gets pushed out to this website. So it's really important that that stays. It's an important function, but we have found that a lot of cities our size already have far more capability of mapping and analyzing and doing different things for planning and community development. And so we're looking to take some of those next steps. The other thing we've had really since 2018, about when I got on, we have one ArcGIS Pro license that allows me to do some very minor manipulation, some map creation within our department that I have been working on, but we're really looking at expanding some of that and using some different ESRI solutions to support some of the other projects, some of the comp plan work and different things we're doing this year and in the future. So you have two different CAR forms in your packet. The first CAR form, they're kind of contingent upon each other. So first, we're going to talk about the overall ESRI software package, and we're going to talk about what that all entails as a just kind of an overview, right? And a resolution to authorize administrator to enter into that contract to have this full program. Year one, the cost is $16,500 for that software. That is a discounted price because the city has never had any ESRI software at this level before. So we're really fortunate at being able to kind of work our way into this. It is included in the approved 2021 planning and development budget. So there's no new financial requests or anything that's coming. It was just requested that we bring this back through council and kind of talk about what this all entails. After we get through that part, then we will talk about the second part, which is a resolution to authorize the administrator to enter into a contract with ProWest. ProWest is a third-party contractor that really specializes in government GIS and kind of supporting getting some of those foundations started, and they do all sorts of work locally at a county level, at a state level, at a federal level. They've been an ESRI software partner for several decades. They're out of Walker, Minnesota. They're not present tonight. They will be at council. This is a one-time expense of $5,000 this year, and this is really targeted to help us get what we call an ArcGIS hub site, and we'll talk about what that looks like later. To get that implemented, we just, there's a lot of kind of behind the scenes work that needs to be done with that, and with staff time, we just think that this is going to be the best solution here to move forward with that option. So again, included in the 2021 planning and development budget, but we thought we'd bring this whole package through. So ArcGIS Pro is one solution that planning and development has one license for right now. With this enterprise agreement with ESRI, we would be given unlimited licenses. So if there's other staff people within Willmar, the city of Willmar, that want to use this software, start integrating it into their departments, we don't have to worry about buying additional licenses for that. This is your basic map creation, cartography, right? Creating maps, spatial analysis. So the bottom picture you have there, that's kind of orange, kind of orange heat map. That's actually an example of a park suitability kind of analysis, right? Like what conditions are appropriate and where would the best parks be located at? So we can do some really basic just map creation with this particular item. All of the pictures in this slide and the language, I should mention, were included in your packet just in Word document form. Next, included in this enterprise agreement will be ArcGIS Online. The current parcel map that we have access to publicly and internally, this is run through ArcGIS Online. It's just one very, very small snippet of what can be possible. Arc Online is really a cloud-based GIS mapping system integrated with ArcGIS Pro now. I will tell you, the software is ever evolving. Pro did not exist when I was in college, which was not that long ago. So things are new and evolving, which is fun and exciting to be a part of because it just becomes more and more applicable for us as city staff. Lots of, again, sharing data, sharing maps, really easy to integrate with some of the other online services that ESRI, that we'll talk about in just a bit. A lot of planning and city municipalities or other organizations use it to tell stories. Again, really just that seamless integration with other solutions that we'll talk about. So those two pieces are included with this enterprise agreement at a higher level than what we have access to right now. In addition, I haven't dealt with Utility Network a whole lot. If there's specific questions about this particular item, I know Nick is on and can answer some questions either now or at the end too, that's fine. Utility Network is really targeted at exactly that, utilities. Utility data is big, it's really detailed. There's really specific things that they need to know. You know, you're not just dealing with one system, you're dealing with water and electric and sewer and all of these different things. It has the ability for kind of in the office work, and then we can set some people up to do some in-field work too, which can be really helpful. You know, take some pictures, make sure there's pictures integrated, and just kind of migrate into this type of system. I did speak with engineering a little bit about this, very high level, very brief, but Sean has expressed interest in kind of moving in this direction. The CAD data, the data we currently have, is able to migrate straight into this from a data management standpoint, into this system. So we certainly wouldn't be starting from scratch. Another thing that this really helps is just improving communication for utilities, obviously. ArcGIS Hub, this is really the piece that we want to talk about. ArcGIS Hub is one thing that we've been really excited to talk about as planning and development. It's what I would call one step up from ArcGIS Online. So Hub gives us the ability to have these community licenses that provides this two-way communication between us as a planning and development department and other key leaders and organizations, maybe council members. Particularly right now, we're focused on the comprehensive plan development, but it can certainly, you know, continue to migrate and move into other things. Very much apparent right now, you know, we've had to rethink what community engagement is going to look like as we create the comprehensive plan. This really acts as, for, you know, lack of a better word, a hub for a lot of that community engagement. People can interact directly with the site. It can really be the landing page for the comprehensive plan. You know, what's upcoming, here's a calendar, here are some of the plans that we have in place, all sorts of different things. And we can use some of these other items, right, like the ArcGIS Online maps, ArcGIS Urban, we'll talk about in the future, that can be, can really integrate all of these different sort of location-based solutions into this particular item. We really see it as being this comprehensive plan tool. We're working on a lot of data gathering with this effort, and so we really see this as a place that data will continue to live, be upgraded in the future. This is really one place where we can really expand what we have available. I know council has talked about really wanting to have kind of an easy place online for people to submit applications and get all sorts of information. That could all be, you know, all of our planning and development stuff could be integrated through this space. I have included several examples of what other hub sites have looked like. And so I pulled just, you know, some generic basic ones. This one is from Insight Cheshire East. They've got some spending and finance information. They've got some kind of about the council information, some community information, environment and planning, transport and parking, all sorts of different things that you can kind of check out there. Within Hub, we can create surveys and kind of have this, if you see on the right side, this map that's included there. This is just one very simple example, but this is completely customizable, so we could create whatever sort of survey. It can live on this site. All of the data can be collected and kind of synthesized and analyzed on this site and shown in some sort of you know, map form or whatever appropriate manner we're gathering data about. So here they're talking about like ideas for retail, right? What retail would you like to see? What type of restaurant? Where would you like this to be? That where question can be really difficult to integrate into other, other, you know, Google Forms or other things that currently exist out there. So this really helps kind of just take it one step further. There's lots of examples out there of hub sites being used for comprehensive plans. One that I continually go back to is, I think it's Washington County, and that's where these pictures are pulled from, right? So the top left picture, we've got some maps and some data that go with that comprehensive plan. got historic resources on there. We've got a development tracker map. We've got just development in Washington County. You've got protected lands dashboard. And then you also have just ways where you can kind of explore some comprehensive plan elements, look into, there's a, visions and goals, there's land use goals, there's housing goals, and you can kind of explore each topic a little bit deeper. Each of those buttons would bring you to another page.
Hey, Sarah, can I add a couple things?
Yep.
So I think Sarah's going to mention it a little bit, but this is like a great place. It's almost like a SharePoint site where EDC, Vision 2040, the committees and et cetera that work on the comp plan, they can all come to this site, and it's a great place to share information, get information. And it's also important because we want the comp plan to be a living document. In other words, we are going to back up each chapter with ordinances so that the comp plan isn't just a book that sits on the shelf. It actually becomes policy and part of our daily routine. And by putting it online as an interactive interactive policy document, it can get feedback, it can get suggestions, it can change over time. It's just not a fixed thing anymore. So we're hoping that the comp plan will become a policy and a discussion thing that can be updated and revised continuously. And we think this is really going to help with that communication.
Sarah?
Yeah.
I noticed that you have protected lands on here as one of your examples. Would the SWCD be able to work with this?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. I always like to bring it a little bit closer to home when I'm giving examples, or at least bring it to a city similar to Willmar that we might all know. And so one place near us, neighboring us, is Renville County that has a hub site, and they've really used it for their kind of public hub for open data initiatives. So they've got, all of those parcel layers that Kandy Ohi County has. In Renville County, this is how they have it set up. So you can access those different boundaries and all sorts of different data through this hub site. It should be mentioned too, these hub sites connect directly to like our city website. So people wouldn't have to learn a whole new thing. It'll just seamlessly kind of integrate into what currently exists for us as well, which is important. When Dave's right. talking about, go ahead.
I was just gonna add, ultimately beyond this, probably beyond the comp plan, is we would really like to be able to expand this so that, as Sarah mentioned earlier, we'd like them to be able to come on the site, fill out applications, maybe process property maintenance complaints, pay bills. And we see this hub site is actually expanding and being potentially, we're kind of like the guinea pigs, but potentially this could be a hub for the entire city. And we could break it out into different areas.
One last point on the hubs, on the hub sites. When Dave mentions the having the EDC and Vision 2040 being able to have these two-way communication points, one thing that we've really talked about internally, both with the ESRI software and the comprehensive plan and just anything we do, we talk about how can we maximize what we do, knowing we've got a small staff, and having this ability to have these two-way communications to really empower the community to have conversations and report back to us or provide us with their insights and their information is really important to us, because that just just amplifies all of the stuff that we're able to do. Nick, did you have something you wanted to add?
I was going to just chime in a little bit. So yeah, as Dave mentioned, so Nick Myers, I'm here out of our Minneapolis office. So I'm the local account manager for all of you guys, but my background is actually in planning and transportation. So I worked for Bolton & Mink actually for 6 years as a project manager before coming to ESRI. I was actually out of the Burnsville office, but they have an office there in Willmar. But yeah, so this product hub, this is a two-way engagement platform. So as Dave was mentioning, like this can grow to the whole city. So you can use it as a way to internally collaborate with other stakeholders, as well as then the public can fill up forms and information. They can provide feedback to all of you guys. That feedback can also then be triaged internally. And then you can set it up to send emails directly to people. So it can help facilitate that communication. It can help improve the internal operations of staff, so you don't have to manually fill out forms as much too. And we have plenty of examples around Minnesota and Wisconsin that we can share as well. And even with the comprehensive plan, we have other communities that have done this, and City of Red Wings working on it right now as well. So we have plenty of communities your size and even smaller doing the same type of work. So just wanted to mention a little bit with that. But yeah, if you guys have any other questions on things she showed and other stuff she's going to show them, happy to step in and provide a little bit more context too.
All right. Thank you. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Bert.
Thank you, Mr. Myers. I appreciate that. Does the county assessing use this product too, or is that different that they have?
So the county, so Esri, a technology company, we're like location intelligence. So anything around mapping and being able to do analysis and public engagement, the county does use our technology. They use it more just for managing their parcels and some of the basic data. They have a basic hub that's more of a one-way, kind of almost a website. They haven't set up this two-way engagement yet.
Okay. So if we order this, the MUC could use it, the county could use it, and Mid-Minnesota?
Yep. Yeah. So the way this kind of is licensed is you guys can use it and share accounts with people on like projects or initiatives. You can't give it to them to use for their own projects that aren't tied to you guys. But anything you guys are working on that they would be assisting you with or consultants. So like even Bolton & Mink, they could come in and they could use this on behalf of a project they're doing for you guys. So even it could be engineering or design or administering construction, they could find ways to leverage this for those types of projects too.
But they probably have this software already, don't they?
They don't actually have this one. They have some stuff similar, and they do use our technology quite a bit. And they are wanting to do more of this type of work too. So a lot of times on the AEC, like engineering side, it's easier just to have the city or county manage this, and then they can come in and use that as a tool to help them do their job.
Okay. And I see the price, we get a reduction the first year. Is that because Wilmer is
next? First,
or does everyone get that deal?
Not everyone gets that deal. So Dave and Sarah and I met, it was about a year ago probably now, when I could travel. So we met, kind of talked through this, and through that process, I was working in our corporate office to try to give a discount. And usually it's because organizations your size go from very little licensing to want to deploy something like this for like a comprehensive plan or other parts of the city. So Esri, I can convince them to give you guys a price discount. So year one and two is actually discounted for this.
Okay.
So it gives you guys the chance to build this up, use a consultant, which Sarah mentioned, to help set this up for you and save costs those first couple of years, so that by the time you get to the normal full price, you guys are leveraging this. Yeah.
How long does it take to set this up, get everything set up, ready to go?
Yeah, so I mean, it can depend on like the project that you guys are doing, but I think the main thing, Sarah and Dave, like what you guys are trying to do is set up the hub site. And usually for that, a couple of days is all it really takes. And I think using ProWes is someone that's used this as a tool for a lot of their projects and consultants and clients around the upper Midwest. They're a good resource because they can set it up the right way. They can do the knowledge transfer with staff, so they can manage this self. And then in future projects, your guys' staff can do this on their own. Sarah and Dave would be able to do this and show other people how to manage it. So that's where Sarah was kind of talking about that one-time cost for someone to help set this up. But it's not as big of a lift as it might seem. It's something that a lot of people can do very quickly.
Thank you.
All right. So that $1,500 for urban, what does that mean?
Yep, we're getting to those pieces. I've got a couple more solutions to share. I don't know, are there any other questions on this part? Should I keep moving?
Well, Sarah, I just want to preface the next section of your presentation with that the stuff that Sarah's going to be getting into is some details. And really what it's all about at this point is about increasing efficiencies for the planning department, i.e. Sarah, and really magnifying the capabilities of a single individual. I mean, this is, we're talking about probably 3, 4, 5-fold of what a individual will be able to do without this electronic augmentation. So it's greatly going to expand her capabilities in terms of data, data gathering, data analysis, mapping, creating 3D city images, which basically equates into providing the council with what the proposal options are and what they would look like in full development. You know, if you took everything and just brought it, extruded it out to its full development potential, you could see where the city might go if this policy was implemented in a particular part of town, the zoning policy. So it's all this next stuff is all about expanding the capabilities of a single individual and really maximizing efficiencies to make it possible for a single individual to do this work. So thanks.
Go ahead, Sarah.
All right. So before I come, we saved the best for last. We've got one slide before we get there, I promise. One other component that comes with Hub is Community Analyst, which is a really cool addition that we will have access to. We'll have 5 licenses through this Hub software. What it is it's third party and census data that's all been kind of packaged together for us to be able to utilize and leverage here in Willmar. So it'll be huge in assisting with policy decisions and amplifying our department. This is a really easy way for us to have a bunch of data at our fingertips that can be, you know, posted on our Hub site or used when we're coming up with you know, land use decisions or whatever it might be, and know that it's maintained, it's trustworthy, and it's something that updating will just kind of happen automatically through the scientists at Esri that are maintaining all of this information. So things like, you know, market data, demographic data, all sorts of different things are available with this particular add-on. So we're particularly excited to get our fingers on some of this stuff, especially as we've done a lot of data mining locally, which is really important for the comp plan, and this will just continue to amplify all of that work we've done. So last, so the piece that Dave was talking about, a lot of modeling, is ArcGIS Urban. Urban and Hub are both components that, so we buy the enterprise agreement, and then ArcGIS Urban and ArcGIS Hub are then available to us at a 50% discount. So if we just bought Hub and we just bought Urban, we'd be looking at like a $13,000 price tag. If we buy the Esri enterprise agreement and get those two discounted 50% off Urban and Hub, with that first year pricing for the enterprise agreement, we're looking at $16,500. So it's kind of a no-brainer to go for the full package in year one. If we chose not to get that enterprise agreement in year one and we just did Hub and Urban, we would not be eligible for that discounted enterprise rate. So that's why we're proposing this whole package as well. Is it financially, it just makes the most sense. So Urban, 3D city modeling, both above and below ground, if anyone is interested in that particular detail. We can set up small scale, right, individual lot scenarios, larger scale scenarios that might be multiple blocks or citywide. There might be some modeling we do. There's also a function in here that really empowers community members and developers to model our current zoning ordinance standards. So this is one of the first products that Esri's put out that really integrates well with land use and our zoning in our zoning ordinance, so somebody can go in and really check out, like, okay, what, you know, how tall of a building can I put on this site, right? Or how much parking do I need if I'm going to put this type of use on this site? That's a question I get all of the time. And so this, there's the functionality for us to empower people to go to the site and use this technology to be able to answer those questions, which is great, because then we can spend our time answering other questions and working with more people. I threw in some pictures and examples of different things that can be modeled and used with ArcGIS, right? One thing that I wanted to point out, there it goes. This top left photo, you'll see kind of a question bubble there and maybe like a little edit pencil. People can kind of go in and comment about different scenarios or maybe some different projects that are being proposed. That might be something, you know, we create a model, we take a snapshot of it and we put it on our hub site. And then we ask people to go and comment and to tell us what they think. I think sometimes at, you know, we hold consistent planning commission or city council meetings, and sometimes that meeting and physically being in those places at those times is just not possible for people. And so this really allows us to take that step and have provide input and ability for people that can't make those meetings to have a bit of say in the projects and what they think. A couple other kind of snapshots or what some modeling might look like, right? You could have a picture side to side of what it looks like on the ground right now versus maybe what's being proposed or what the highest density use on those sites might look like if you were kind of at that same angle. You can do some different modeling. Obviously in Wilmer, we're not talking a 20-story building. So the shadow projections and different things like that might be less of a concern for us. But I think it's still, sometimes it's hard to really conceptualize what something's going to look like or how, you know, how is an apartment building going to affect this neighborhood? And urban has the ability for us to, I think at this point, most people have a 3D rendering that they've created of what an apartment building might look like. And we can actually drop that into urban on the site before anything's ever built. And kind of get a feel for what that might look like, which can be helpful for planning commission or city council or really any other project that we have going on. Before I move on, Nick, what else did I miss about urban? How am I doing here?
No, that's good. I think just so you know, there's plenty of communities your size around the country that have deployed ArcGIS Urban too. So it's for kind of the daily planning, like the planning projects that come forward. And then there's also long range planning. So it could be corridor studies, comprehensive plans, small area plans. The nice thing about it is it gives you visuals. So you can see things in 3D of what a development or what a change in ordinance might look like. And then there's also the metrics tied to that. So you know, like, okay, if we change ordinance to this, it adds this many more households, this many more jobs. And those are all numbers based on inputs that you guys have control over. Same thing with like trip generation and those types of items. So it helps you guys run through some scenarios a lot quicker than manually doing this, or maybe having to go to a traffic engineer to do some of this stuff for you. Not saying that you don't need to hire professional engineers to do that stuff anymore, but it gives you quick high level review that you can do on your own now. So, but yeah, good job, Sarah.
Thanks. Good.
Is there any questions from the committee? All right, I got a couple. Sarah, so you're going to be the expert for the city on this.
Yes, and hopefully not for very long. Our plan is to really, you know, if other departments are interested in seeing how they can kind of integrate. Nick has been incredible at helping us navigate all of this up to this point, and he can certainly provide demos for other departments of, you know, how they might explore and start looking into this. I will say as a person coming out of the college field and just the young adult field, GIS is becoming more and more of a skill that people at least have touched at some point. And I really think that will not stop anytime soon. So I would expect more and more people that come on staff to kind of have some some ability to kind of jump into this as well.
So it'd be
those three.
Well, go ahead, Dave.
I'm sorry. Those three groups really are Park and Rec, Engineering, and probably the EDC. Those are the likely groups that would really want to use this.
Okay. I was going to say the engineering, would they have to go to Sarah or would they have to call Mr. Myers then for training?
Probably a bit of both. I think it'll just depend on how it goes, but there's lots of resources out there for supporting engineering or whoever else it might be to start really utilizing some of this.
Okay. And then how about the general public if they wanted to use that? Can they do it without any real training or?
Yep. So what we would do is we would have the interfaces that the community would work with, right, are going to be really user friendly, be really basic, much more dialed in than what we deal with on the back end. But it'll be, if it's not self-explanatory, there'll be some sort of assistance or guidance or, you know, kind of step-by-step how to use that type of stuff for sure.
Councilmember Davis, you have a question?
Yes. So I see on the quotation, there's 3 years. It shows what it will cost for the next 3 years. How does it work after that?
Yep, so I can answer that.
Oh yeah, perfect.
Oh yeah, the three, yeah. So the enterprise agreements come in 3-year contracts, and that's where we are discounting each of the first 2 years. And you only pay each year on each year, so you don't have to pay all of it up front. After that's done, then it's another 3-year term, and the price would just be that third year cost again. So just so you know, as we started these enterprise agreements in 2009, they've only had one increase in price ever in that time.
Right. And I know Nick doesn't like this part of the contract, but if we can't fund it for whatever reason, there is an escape clause. So if we don't want to pursue this further in the subsequent years, then it ends.
Yep, that's a good point. Dave and I were chatting or emailing about that. So yeah, you guys aren't held to this. If you guys can't pay it for whatever circumstance, there is an out.
And there's continuous maintenance and updates and support, right?
Yep, you get almost unlimited licensing with enterprise agreement, and we have tech support. So you guys have access to staff to be able to call in. You can do chat, you can do it online, and they'll support this. We also have a team here in Minneapolis that can help provide assistance. You also have access to a trainee consultant. So that's a free service that anyone at the city can contact this person. They can help set up a training plan. And I don't even know if I've talked to Sarah and Dave much about that, but that's a service that once you guys get this set up, any staff that are interested at all in this, they can talk to the training consultant. And in this case, her name is Tosca. She can work with the city and any of the staff to help get this set up. So that's some of the resources we have.
All right, any other questions from the committee? I would say, you know, the first 3 years and after that, it's back to negotiations. So, right, Mr. Myers?
Well, I mean, with that, I mean, I think the biggest thing is like, we always want to make sure you guys are getting value out of this. So the Step DA really helps to make sure you guys do that. With that, the hub and urban are always add-ons to an enterprise agreement. So it's always one of those things you guys can decide, is this working well for us? And we'll make sure that you guys get value out of that too. So I think that's where having ProWest and us local here, and like, especially on the planning side, my degree is in planning, and that's my passion. So I'll make sure that you guys find ways to leverage this. And then the one last point to make, talked a little bit about utility network. So there's other cities that are deploying this right now around Minnesota, your size, Grand Rapids, New Ulm, Austin. All three of those are deploying utility network right now. And then Bolton and Mank being local right there, they can always help with some of the stuff. There's other engineering firms that could as well. So there's always those types of firms that the city may already be working with that can help do some of this work. So maybe the way they've delivered projects to you in the past was paper maps or CAD data sets. It could be now in GIS. So some of those things can help get you more value. It's just minor tweaks in what people are delivering to you and doing it in this way that you guys can then leverage it across the whole organization a little bit more effectively.
All right, thank you.
Councilmember Fegley, if I could just add something.
Yeah.
Sarah and I did a lot of due diligence in trying to find the best services, the best components at the best price. And I mean, we must have talked to about five or six different groups. We also worked with Ross Mebby, who was fantastic in giving us some perspective on this. And Nick, you might, if you could cover your ears just for a second, the costs of the other services were significantly higher. So I think we're getting a good deal at the price point and at what we're being provided. And not only that, it interfaces with everything that we have. So it's not like we have to create any patches or anything like that. This just seamlessly will tie into everything. And with a lot of the other organizations that we want to want to enhance our partnerships.
I appreciate that. Thanks. So we got an option here. Option A, adopt the resolution. Option B, decline staff's request. Or option C, request more information. What would the committee like to do? Vicki?
I would move that we adopt the resolution.
Okay, for 3 years?
Yes.
All right. Is there a second to that? Mike? Mr. O'Brien, Councilmember yes. O'Brien? You second that?
Yes, I will.
All right. Further discussion? Vicki?
I just think that this looks really good. I think we could use it. I mean, especially with our Renaissance zone that we're working on. This seems very helpful. And if people can pay their parking tickets this way and all that kind of stuff, it's great.
Thank you for that comment. Mr. Ramsey, let's have a roll call.
Councilmember Fegley?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Butterfield?
Aye.
Councilmember O'Brien?
Aye.
Ayes have it, Chair.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Myers. Are you staying for the next one too, the Pro West?
I guess, I don't know if you guys, Dave and Sarah, would you want me to be on that one at all?
Yeah, I have a feeling that one's gonna go pretty quick. Up to you, Nick.
Okay. I'll probably jump off. I have a one-year-old, so he's starting to scream a little bit. So
thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you guys for your time. All right. Thanks. All right.
All right. Sarah, you want to do the next one then?
Yeah, sure. So the second item we have, again, completely related to what we just talked about. Staff does not have the capacity or the previous knowledge to be able to deploy our first ArcGIS hub site. And so it would be staff recommendation to move forward to adopt a resolution authorizing the administrator to enter into a contract with ProWest to implement specifically and only that ArcGIS hub site for the comprehensive plan. Again, hub site can expand in the future. It'll be something that staff maintains once the kind of the base foundation is set up, but that way, we're using and we're kind of moving forward from a really strong foundation. ProWest again is that third party contractor. They're an ESRI, what they call an ESRI certified partner. They worked with local government and federal government and everything in between for 30 years. And so they will help us really get that piece set in a timely manner so that we can really leverage it while we're developing the comp plan this year.
All right, so the cost is $4,976.84, and it's a one-time cost.
Correct. Yep. And then if there are any costs in the future, it would be with, you know, we'd we'd have a new contract and we'd be asking them for different services and all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
I should note, we didn't, it just got finished at about 4:30 today, but the what you're authorizing is the scope and the cost from ProWest. We are going to change the original contract that was included in the packet. Robert would like the city to use kind of our boilerplate contract. So that will be available at council, but we would still like to move forward with that motion for the scope and the cost for that. Those items won't change.
So if we adopt this resolution, it would be for that amount, subject to the approval of the city attorney then?
Correct.
Exactly.
Any questions from the committee? Seeing none, is there a motion?
Make a motion to authorize the administration to enter into an agreement with ProWest.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Councilmember Davis. Okay. Further discussion. So we'll find out the rest of the information from the attorney if he has any requirements that are different.
I can tell you what the primary changes are. It's primarily about liability and insurance and a lot of services type, you know, responsibilities type of things. It has nothing to do with the scope or the cost.
Okay. Any other questions? Let's have a roll call then.
Councilmember Fagaway?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Butterfield?
Aye.
And Councilmember O'Brien?
Aye.
Chair of the ayes have it.
All right, thanks. Good luck, Sarah.
Ready or not.
She's very excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should
be a good thing for the community and the area. All right, any future agenda items by anybody? You want to talk about anything coming up?
Chair Fagaway, we continue to work on the hotel RFP, which for the new council members is a idea to see if there's any developers that would be interested and can create a market study to see if it's a feasible thing to have a downtown hotel, kind of a boutique hotel, a small one that might be connected to the hospital for doctors, patients, families, and for business people that want to stay in the downtown area within a walking distance of the services that downtown offers. And it kind of also ties into the whole idea with the Renaissance Zone of trying to reposition downtown so it doesn't compete with uptown area where the mall is, and becomes more of an entertainment type of and an urban living kind of a district. The second thing is we are looking into an app that individuals can load on their cell phones, and it will also tie into our hub site. And if you see a property that has an annoying characteristic or is dilapidated or blighted, you can shoot a picture of it, tap the location on the map, and write in some basic information about it, and boom, we have it. And then it also gives you updates on where we're at, on the status of addressing it. And it's a pretty cool little app. So that's one of our future things that we're hoping to bring to committee. Other than that, I mean, those are the two main things for now.
Sure. All right, thank you. Just a question, the market study, does the city have to do that?
No, the RFP would make the market study their responsibility so that they can prove that the project is really feasible. Because part of it would be that we'd be incentivizing this thing, and we're gonna wanna know that it's a real project that can survive. But we've already had some interest in it. It's not even a real thing yet. But a couple of developers that are interested in multifamily housing in the Renaissance Zone, you know, they saw it listed on one of our older lists, and they did it. The one that's interested did a kind of exact same thing down in Sioux Falls, and it's connected to the Sioux Falls Hospital. And City Administrator Grommet stayed at this place. He said it was fantastic because it was all connected by Skyway. And this group did that hotel, and they said they actually like to make it so it's a short or longer term living too, because it makes it more financially feasible instead of just hotel rooms. So we're going to try to incorporate some of their feedback into this to make it as flexible as possible and make it as open-ended as possible for the RFPs. But we think it'd be a good addition to the city's hospital and the rehab center. There's an underground tunnel on one side where really the city wouldn't have any expense except for to tie into that tunnel. But if it was a Skyway, the proposal would probably be that the city would pay for the Skyway. So we're trying to, that which is very expensive. So we're trying to investigate that, whether that's even an option. The tunnel thing on the south side of the hospital is probably a more feasible way of going.
All right. Anybody else have any future agenda items that they would like to talk about? Otherwise, we can move to department updates. And I see Administrator Brian just updated us on our website on all the departments. And you had a report in there. If you just want to quickly go over the updates, that'd be great.
Sure. Thank you, Chair. So, you know, since we're kicking off the year here, we have a couple of new council members. We did about $41 million worth of projects last year, about $390,000 in permit fees. 4% of those permit fees were free, and they're in the Renaissance Zone. So the Renaissance Zone really has very little construction going on in it right now. It's also the Opportunity Zone, the Federal Opportunity Zone, which is the poorest census tract in Wilmer. So you can kind of tell that where all the construction is happening, it's all happening outside of it. And the whole point of the Renaissance Zone is to encourage development in that, what is really a blighted area compared to the many other parts of Wilmer. Some major projects that we just permitted recently is the Kandiyohi County Jail for $2.4 million. Project Turnaround, which is about $3.5 million, and MnDOT's three outbuildings, $1.8 million. Herzog is also working on their second phase of their apartment building, which is roughly around $4 million, almost five. Phase three is probably going to be done around September, October, sometime late summer, early fall, and they're planning a phase three. So they're going to have three major buildings out there, and these projects are all leasing before they even open. So we have a very high demand here compared to supply. And I think that's one of the things that has really been stunting Wilmer's growth is that there's been a real lack of housing availability. You know, if people want to move here, they have to have someplace to live. And just the fact that 15th Street Flats and Herzog's projects have been pre-leasing so quickly is indication that we're just not keeping up with demand. So I think anything that goes into the Renaissance Zone, at least currently, would be leased up pretty quick. ACMC's clinic's exterior renovation of $1.6 million is being done right now. And then Burlington Northern is doing some sort of an office renovation or a yard office thing for $1 million. Seems like an awful lot, but that's what they're doing. So that's kind of the highlights. Any questions on?
We're keeping you busy then.
Yeah, we last year we were actually busier than in 2019, but we brought in less revenues because we had some really large projects. We had a $15 million CAT project on the east side of town, south side of town. And a couple of other pretty big projects, and you know, with a town that has about $40 million worth of construction, that just a couple of really big projects can throw off the revenues. But so we're busier, but we had less revenues.
So has there been any discussion on the charter school that's coming into town?
I haven't heard anything lately, no, or I haven't heard anything at all, actually.
Okay, because Aaron Backman, EDC, said KEC was sold, the charter school.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was not familiar with that.
Plans or anything yet?
We haven't received any plans yet. There's some platting and I think some preliminary work being done for that right now, though.
Okay. Councilmember Davis.
Is that the Dream Academy Charter School or a different one?
Different one.
Yeah, we haven't received anything, so I'm not, I can't confirm nor deny.
Aaron likes to keep these pipeline things close to his vest, you know.
All right, any other questions? Mr. Butterfield, any questions?
None.
Okay, Mr. O'Brien.
None.
All right. We have a motion to adjourn then.
Motion to adjourn.
All right. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
See you Monday. Bye.
Hey, Rick. I'm going to give you a quick call.
Okay. Okay. Night.
Councilmember Butterfield? Oh, he left. All right.